Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from the daily daf of Daf Hey emerges from a subtle point in Rashi's explanation of the Gemara and gets involved into one of the most important issues in constructing a quote-unquote Eruv in Rosh Hashanah. Bezos Hashem, tomorrow, one of the most important dafim in Maseches Eruvin, Daf Vav, is going to tell us that Yerushalayim was a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and the reason why they were able to carry in Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim was surrounded by walls, and its way in and way out were doors that were ru'uyos lino. We're going to see that there's a little bit of a discussion. What does that mean, ru'uyos lino? Did they have to lock it every night? Did they not have to lock it? But it was doors that could be closed and locked. Yerushalayim continued to live in the hearts of the Jewish people, and there were different Jerusalems for Jews across the globe. Some were better and some were worse. Of course, the Meshech Chachma's famous line, terrifying line, written in the 1920s, saying that Berlin, the Jews have turned into their Yerushalayim. But there were other Yerushalayims that were a little bit better than Berlin. Of course, the Meshech Chachma forecasted the Holocaust when he described, because they have turned Berlin into their Jerusalem. But there were many Yerushalayims in the sense that Jews tried to recreate the Kedusha of Torah, for example, in Warsaw and other large cities in Europe and ultimately in New York. And there the Poskim discussed creating doors with walls that were closed at night. Could that allow people to carry in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? And the answer is yes. But then came up a different issue. What happens if those doors do not have a Tzuras HaPesach? Consider the municipality. The municipality in Warsaw might be okay with putting doors on the edge of the walls, but to put up cross beams already would be more problematic. And this became a big, big, big discussion. Going back to the 18th century, the Panim Eros, to the writings of the Chazon Ish in Vilna, up and through to today in Yerushalayim, what would the halacha be in regards to these dlosos that don't have a Tzuras HaPesach? There is a brilliant raya. The Chazon Ish in Simen Ayin Ches, Oz Dalid, points out that Rashi by us on Hey Amud Aleph described that the problem in constructing a mavui out of four tfachim, let's remind ourselves, there was an opinion of Rav Yosef who says that a mavui is a halachic mavui as long as it's four tfachim wide. And that four tfachim is enough to be considered the area of a Pesach. Rashi describes the Gemara's challenge of it, that the Gemara says that the smallest entry of Chatzeros into a mavui would be two. And then Rashi explains, it says that if it's four, and here's our critical part, aye makom haptzimin, where is their place? If a Pesach is normally four tefachim wide, where is the place for the mezuzah, the frame of the door? Says the Chazon Ish, we see that halachically, there's not enough of a calculation of four tefachim for a space of a Pesach. You also need to calculate the space for the frame, the Tzuras HaPesach. Hence, the Chazon Ish feels very, very strongly that the halacha should be that the only time you can construct dlosos is if those dlosos also have a mezuzah, a Tzuras HaPesach. The Chazon Ish also gives a logical argument, not only a diuk from our Rashi. The Chazon Ish says that we know that a Tzuras HaPesach is of greater significance than a door itself from Hilchos Mezuzah. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Gimel in Menachos points out that if you have a doorway that only has a door but does not have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not Chayiv in Mezuzah. However, if it only is Suras HaPesach, and it does not have a door, according to most Rishonim, except for the Rambam, who for a technical reason says you're not chayiv. According to most Rishonim, you're going to be chayiv in a mezuzah. So, when we're talking about a deles, having the ability to allow one to carry in a Rishus HaRabim, it's not the deles, the door, that has the strength. Where does it get its strength from? It gets its front strength from the Tzuras HaPesach. The deles plus the Tzuras HaPesach is what allows you to carry. However, there were many poskim that did allow to carry with a deles that doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. And they are the Avnei Nezer in Arachayim Simin Reish Pei, as well as the Panim Meiros in Chelek Beis Simin Kuf Mem Gimel. And there are many rayos back and forth. Ultimately, in contemporary poskim, the Pnine Halacha does an excellent job of collecting the shitos. The Shevet Alevi in his Shalos Hatshuvos in Chelek Dalet Sim Mem Aleph also says, if in a case of where it's only a suffek of a Rishus HaRabim, you could be makel, rely on lenient opinions. One interesting raya, the Panim Meiros, which one could hear why the Chazon Ish wouldn't necessarily accept, is that the Gemara later on in our Masecha on Daf Kuf Aleph discusses the viability of doors in Hilchos Mukta. We've already touched on Masecha Shabbos that if a door is not attached, it's considered Mukta. The Gemara says if it has tzir, if it has a tzir, if it is attached with hinges, the halacha is that it's not considered mukta. So something is considered a halachic deles already when it's on hinges, even if it doesn't have a tzuras hapesach. So it has a status of a deles. Va'mevin yavin, what we saw from the Chazon Ish presumably already preempted the raya of the Panim Meiros. It's a brilliant Chazon Ish. It's a brilliant raya from our Rashi on Daf Hei Amid Aleph. Although the Panim Meiros will say back that Rashi is just describing what generally fits into four tefachim and a doorway, which normally has a frame, a Tzuras HaPesach, doesn't. But the Chazon Ish has a very strong svara, and those who are zochet learn Erevin Be'iyun should analyze the Chazon Ish's svara, that the deles in of itself is not a strong form of mechitza. It is specifically a deles with the Tzuras HaPesach. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the topic of building walls around the Rishus HaRabim with doorways allowing for the thoroughfare to come through, whether it needs a Tzuras HaPesach as well.